All right, everybody, we have some absurdly sickening news to run through. The President of the United States has once again made fun of, celebrated the death of a political opponent. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director and special counsel who led the Russia investigation into Donald Trump, has died at 81 years old. Only moments after his death was announced, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, posted a heinous message saying, "Good, I am glad he is dead." We're going to cover all of this throughout this video because, you know, just take a step back. I'm a 23-year-old dude living in America, growing up in America. Throughout my entire life, I have tried to look towards our leaders for moral clarity, right? I grow up and I look towards Obama. I try to learn from his mannerisms, from his morals. And then when Trump takes office, the moral clarity disappears coming from the highest levels of the United States. Young men, young women, people across the country are then led astray or don't have a clearly defined set of moral values because the president is constantly making fun of his political opponents' deaths, calling them nicknames, making up lies about elections that he lost because he can't even handle the idea of losing. And honestly, it's just sickening. I think on a deep down level, Trump wants to make every single death of a political opponent about himself. He does not like Robert Mueller being able to take up headlines, so he makes posts like the one that I'm about to show you in just one moment. As always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're almost at 2 million subscribers. That would be a record for Gen Z-built independent media companies, and that's because of you all. I'm obviously in a little bit of a different setting today. I did a CNN hit last night. I did a few debates. You should go check it out on my channel. And then flying back has been a bit of a challenge. I mean, TSA is currently still shut down, so a lot of these agents are here not being paid. They don't have to be here. And I'm very grateful for everybody who is here. And that's leading me to have, you know, a bunch of flight delays. My flight was delayed 7 hours or so back to Chicago. So we're continuing to push. We're continuing to record. I apologize if the audio is a little bit worse than normal. That's just the nature of things sometimes. Okay, I want to back up a second because do you guys remember when a few months ago, Rob Reiner, a famous Hollywood movie director and writer, died? And Trump immediately posted, quote, "A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling, but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away, together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome." Just to remind you guys, Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered by their son brutally in their home. Their son was having a mental health break, clearly, and he murdered his father and his mother and Trump 12 hours later, while the bodies are still warm and the autopsies are still happening, he's making fun of Rob Reiner's death. Now, this one, Robert Mueller, he's got an even deeper history with. If you guys remember, Donald Trump's past with special counsel Robert Mueller is essentially the story of the Russia investigation from 2016. And honestly, that right there is the tell as to why Donald Trump hates Robert Mueller so much, because Robert Mueller exposed him. Robert Mueller was the one who did the investigation and showed that Trump is a Russian stooge. So just to recap, in May of 2017, after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey amid the existing Russia probe, former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who we're talking about now, was then appointed as a special counsel to investigate any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with Trump's 2016 campaign. The probe quickly expanded and Trump immediately began to attack Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller's central conclusion was that certain Trump world figures had extensive contacts with Russian Moscow oligarchs, but there was no specific link between Trump himself and the Russian oligarchs. That's the key thing, not Trump himself, but the people around him were being arrested. We had Michael Flynn getting arrested due to Russia. We had multiple people get arrested due to Russia. So Donald Trump has had a long history with this, with Robert Mueller, with Russia, and that leads us to what he said today. So Trump on the death of Robert Mueller said, quote, "Robert Mueller just died. Good, I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump." He signed it from the office of the presidency, just so beneath the presidency. Zero class. He is, what my friend Josiah says, morally deficient or morally inferior to everybody watching this video. Everybody watching this video has better morals than this man. I replied and I said, Trump voters would be curled up in a ball crying and vomiting if any Democrat said this about Kirk, Scott Adams, or Trump himself. I think that John Favreau from PodSave made a great point. He said, one day, Donald Trump will die, and his supporters will try to punish the people who say things exactly like this. There is an insane double standard that exists online and in American politics where the president can say whatever the hell he wants at any given moment, and we have no way to react to that. We can't... And if I try to stoop to that level, or if I try to mirror what he says, it's all of a sudden the worst thing in American politics. So actually, I was crafting a tweet where I just took Donald Trump's phrasing, Robert Mueller just died, good, I'm glad he's dead, and I was going to replace that specifically with a right-wing figure who had died, somebody like Scott Adams or somebody else. Like, imagine if I would have sent out a post that was word for word what Trump said, but if I had replaced Robert Mueller with Charlie Kirk, I probably would have gotten death threats. People probably would have shown up at my house, but when it's the president of the United States, he's okay to say whatever he wants. I actually said this exact thing on CNN last night. I want you to take a listen to this clip right here.
That's your guy.
Really quickly, just to be honest, I'm just so incredibly sick of the president of the United States constantly beefing with celebrities, whether it's
Why?
Jimmy Kimmel. Because when the president of the United States is dancing on Rob Reiner's grave 12 hours after he's murdered, I think that's beneath the presidency. When we're at a war that is currently increasing our national debts, that is currently going to burden my generation with more debt, and our president is more focused on Jimmy Kimmel, do you think that's a good thing?
He's not focused on Jimmy Kimmel. Let's be honest. I mean,
Come on, these people are so endlessly charitable. What do you mean he's not focused on Jimmy Kimmel or not focused on Rob Reiner? When Robert Mueller died, the first thing Trump did was send out a post making fun of his death. The president is absolutely focused on constantly shitting on his political opponents, any comedians who criticize him, any journalists who criticize him. I mean, even Abby Phillip herself has been attacked by Donald Trump. Bill Maher is constantly getting attacked by Donald Trump. It is so tiring and sickening to see this type of environment. And if any Democrat did this, it would be the legit end of the world. Like, Republicans' heads would explode. They would be curled up in a ball, crying and vomiting.
Democrat president cozies up to these celebrities. It's Donald Trump who pushes back.
Was Obama?
To be honest, I've never, I have no recollection of any other president giving an opinion about the Mark Twain Award.
Not just the Mark Twain Award, just constantly doing social and political commentary. Not even just the Mark Twain reward. Not even just the Mark Twain award. When has any president ever been giving constant social commentary on celebrities' commentary? Like, could you imagine if Obama was constantly beefing with Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld and Tucker Carlson? Who else was big at the time? What right-wing figures? Could you imagine if Rush Limbaugh and Obama were always beefing? If when Rush Limbaugh died, Obama said, good? Like, dude, Republicans would never, ever forget that. And here we are with Donald Trump, who is morally inferior, making fun of the death of somebody who he deems a political enemy. And I want to remind you all, as this war with Iran continues to be waged, we are lifting sanctions off of Russia, therefore allowing Russia to have more funds, more money to strike Ukraine. Russia has more funds, more means to provide Iran with some sort of intelligence, which they can use to then target U.S. troops. And Donald Trump is so incredibly soft on Russia. This is why. Robert Mueller's investigation shows you exactly why. And over a decade later, after that investigation, we still are dealing with a pro-Putin, pro-Trump. Pro-Russia, traitorous, narcissistic president. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go make sure my flight I make. I'm going to leave it there. I got to make sure I go catch my flight, but I love each and every single one of you. Thank you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.